Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord, glory to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for your goodness, for your mercy, for allowing us to be on this broadcast one more time. We thank you for the marvelous works that you've done. We thank you for how you blessed us. We are not worthy, but we thank you for the many blessings that you bestowed upon us. We pray that you stretch out your mighty hand, that you will hover around us, protect and keep us from all danger. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, watching under prayer, praying without ceasing, seeking your name, glory, glorifying thy name, and drawing closer to you. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord. We pray that you'll have your way. Let your will be done. Send your word today. Send your anointing, oh Lord. Take full control. Speak to our hearts and minds. In the name of Jesus, help us to receive thy word into our hearts. Help us to seek to please you in every way. Everything that is not like you, we pray that you cast it out. Help us to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we've been called. Help us, oh Lord, help us to seek to please you. Not our will, but thy will be done, oh Lord. Help us to deny self and let God. Help us today, oh Lord. We want to draw closer to you. We need a closer walk. Help, Lord. Jesus, we know thou'rt able. We know you got the power. We know you're able to do all things, oh Lord. Move in a miraculous way. Save today. Heal and deliver. Forgive sins and blot out of transgressions. Have mercy today, oh Lord. Look upon your people everywhere. Look upon them with a merciful eye. Touch them, Lord. Move, Lord, by your spirit today. Help us, oh Lord. We want to draw closer to you. We want a closer walk with you. We want to be found in your word and in your will, not having spot nor wrinkle nor any such blemish. Help us to be ready when you call our name. Help us today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're depending on you. We are looking to you, the author and finisher of our faith. There's no other help we know. You are our very present help. We're waiting on you. We're looking to you and taking you at your word today. We pray that you look on this world, that you have mercy, oh Lord, that you will spare lives, that you will feed them that are without food, that you will send water for those who are thirsty, send bread for those who are hungry. We know you're able, oh Lord. We know you've got the power, Jesus. Have mercy today. Spare lives, save souls, save to the uttermost. Lord, pull out of thy spirit and let thy will be done today. And we thank you for this prayer today. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, oh Lord.
You've been
so good to us. You've been so merciful. You're not worthy of your mercy. You're not worthy of your goodness. We thank you for what you're doing. And we pray that you continue to bless us. Go with us and stand by us. And we will give thy name praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank the Lord for that beautiful prayer coming to Evangelist Maybell. And good evening, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And we are so excited that you decided to spend your Friday night with us. So Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. Our beloved late Southern District Overseer Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr. was the pastor of Hickory Temple, which is located in Jacksonville, Florida, and we still want to remember him. And again, we're just so glad that you chose to spend your night with us. And on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen and also Evangelist Mabel Edmond, who is a member of the Christian Temple within the Church of God in Camden, New Jersey. And at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture, and it's taken from the 15th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 15th number of Psalm 1:5, beginning with the first verse. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up of reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to the usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved." Thank God for the word. The 15th number of Psalm, the first, about the fifth verses throughout its entirety. And again, thank you for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. This broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, title 1 school, and one is O-N-E. If anyone would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you can log on to the broadcast website at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, title 1 school, and click on any of the on-demand broadcasts. If you wish to correspond with PrayerWorks Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Our mailing address, if you'd like to send us postal mail, is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you're a clergy and you're feeling bold, or if you like to have remarks after the word, or you want to give a testimony, or you have a song to sing, or encouraging word to speak, or scripture you'd like to share, or prayer request, you can definitely give us a call on our guest call number, which is 978-990-5270, and our access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support our ministry or just need something to help you get through the week on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Abram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. And the access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. And the access code is 182-7631. And Ministry Emmanuel Hoags teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley every night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And you can tune into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175, and the access code is 584-7681. Or you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/grace radio 5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We'll continue to pray for the souls that are on the prayer list. We would continue to pray for Bishop Byrd and his family, Missionary Gracie White and the bereaved White family, Sister Marcel Horsey and the bereaved Horsey family. We would continue to pray for Benjamin Hoag, for Melissa Smith, for Titus Edmond Sr., Evangelist Martha Colbreth and her mother, Gregory Smith, Sean Colbreth, the bereaved Williams Edmond family, Tracy Curry, Daryl Mercado, Steve Fields, the Parham family, the Moore Nixon family, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the bereaved Anderson family, Muhammad Haminan family, Robin Mansay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Elderberry Johnson, the bereaved Johnson family, the bereaved Hall family. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. And we just want to thank God for Zion Hameen, who graduated from kindergarten today. And she'll be moving on to the first grade if it's the Lord's will. And I know that this month of June has been dedicated to the youth. And just wanted to give God the glory for that. So I have no more announcements at this time. I'm going to go ahead and turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the reading of the scripture, for the announcement, and beautiful, beautiful passage of scripture, a psalm of David, as he prayed unto the Lord and said, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Glory to God. And he said, who shall dwell in the holy hill? I don't know about you, but I want to abide in his tabernacle. I want to lift up holy hands. Glory to God. And I know in order to do that and to continue, we have to pray and seek the Lord. So I encourage every one of the listeners to pray and seek the Lord and draw closer to the Lord, that we may dwell in tabernacle, that we may be able to make it into the kingdom of God. I know we're being tried, and I know it's rough. I know we're going through many different things and changes and dealing with the world situation, but we must continue to trust in the Lord. We must hold on to our integrity, the Lord, and just stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage, but continue to look to the Lord. He brought us this far, and he's able to take us on all the way, and he's able to finish the work that he has begun in our lives. And if you don't know the Lord, I encourage you to continue to seek the Lord, to call upon the name of the Lord. The Bible said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So you can call on him, and he will save you. He will deliver you from whatever situation that you're going through in your life. God will do it. So I encourage you, continue to look to the Lord. Take God at his word, and it will work out fine. So we thank the Lord for this broadcast. At this time, we're going to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Pastor Sheila Hameen out of Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord. As she comes forth, let us bring our minds together. Let us pray with you that the word of God may have free course. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you, Evangelist May, for that introduction. We thank the Lord for all of you who have tuned in. And at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord for a brief word of prayer before we go into the scriptures. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come to you, Lord. We call upon your holy name. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for how you blessed us. And now, Lord, we are looking to you to receive your word. We ask, God, that you will send your word and minister unto us. Bless us tonight, O God, with the things that we stand in need of. We believe you right now, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. We count it done, and we thank you for it. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We truly thank God for his goodness and mercy. Just thank God once again for blessing us to come together on this broadcast. We are so glad that all of you have tuned in on this evening, and we are thankful for how God has kept us and how he continues to bless us. Thank the Lord for the beautiful opening scripture, for those encouraging words coming through Evangelist May, and she brought out so many beautiful points concerning that passage of scripture. And that was very encouraging. And also, we do need that encouragement, especially with all the things that are going on around us and in this world. We definitely have to keep our trust in the Lord. Praise the Lord. So let us get our Bibles ready so we can go to the scriptures. And again, as was mentioned, this month is dedicated to our youth, and we want our youth to know that we are praying for you. You are added to our prayer list. We are praying for you. Praise the Lord. And we want you to be encouraged to do everything you can do for the Lord, not just 1 month, But every day, every opportunity that you get, do something for the Lord. Amen. At this time, let us go to the Word of God, and I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible to St. Matthew, the 4th chapter, verses 12 through 25. And also, I would like to read Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter, verses 6 through 8. Praise the Lord. St. Matthew, the 4th chapter, beginning with verse 12, reads, "Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Esaias the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan." Now going over to Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter, verse 6 through 8, and it reads, "Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, "Be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee, he will be with thee, he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the scriptures. Praise the Lord. And on tonight, the title of the message is Jesus is Calling You. Theme is Will You Answer the Call? Jesus is calling you. Will you answer the call? Praise the Lord. In St. Matthew, the 4th chapter, the beginning part of that chapter lets us know that Jesus had been led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And while he was in the wilderness, he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. But when he was done with the fast, when the fast was complete, that's when Satan approached him and began to tempt him. The Bible refers to Satan as the tempter. So he came to tempt Jesus at a time when he believed Jesus was very weak, because after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And so Satan started attacking him in different ways and went all the way to the point of trying to get Jesus to bow down and worship him. But Jesus began to rebuke Satan and told Satan to get behind him. Glory to God. He also put the word on Satan, telling him, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. So the devil, that tempter, left him for a while, and angels came and ministered unto Jesus. And right after that, Jesus heard about John the Baptist, who had been cast into prison. And so Jesus departed from there, and he went to Capernaum. He was in Galilee, and so he left Nazareth, and he dwelt in Capernaum, and the location was upon the seacoast. And there was a prophecy concerning this area and concerning Jesus being present in that area. This was right in the beginning of his ministry. So he started out in Capernaum, and the scripture was being fulfilled that was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. According to the prophecy, it says here in verse 15, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, it was referred to. These people that sat in great darkness, they saw the light. So when Jesus came, he brought them light. But it wasn't just all that he brought. He came to save them. And so it was a calling for the people to come and follow Jesus. Praise the Lord. So from that time, after entering into Capernaum, Jesus began to preach, and he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the sea because they were fishermen. That was their occupation. But Jesus had a higher calling for them. Hallelujah. And he was getting ready to elevate them and give them a ministry and a special work to do. And after hearing the call from Jesus, it didn't matter what they were doing at that moment, but straightway they followed Jesus, because he called them and he said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Their whole occupation was about to change, hallelujah, and take on a spiritual aspect, a spiritual definition, hallelujah. God, even though we may have occupations down here, it doesn't mean we have to give up our occupation, because even after they heeded that call and followed Jesus, that was still their means of finance. That was still their means of providing
for them and their family. They continued to do what they were doing before they even heard the call from Jesus. Praise the Lord. But add it to their lives that only God can give. Hallelujah. Knowing that one day we're going to have to leave this world and we need to have somewhere prepared for us in the hereafter. So the Lord, when he calls us with a high calling. Hallelujah. And he enhances what we are already doing and makes everything so much better. Glory be to God. And when we leave here, there's a special place prepared for us. Glory to God. And he's not going to ask us to give up anything that he will not replace. Glory, hallelujah. If you have to give up your job, God's going to replace it with something better. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we may have to give up our job, but not always. Sometimes we may have to give up family members, but not always. Whatever it is that we have to give up, God got something better, and he will replace it with so much more. Praise the Lord. Jesus is calling you to a higher calling. Will you answer the call? Praise the Lord. So Jesus began to preach, and then he called the disciples to follow him, specifically calling them out from where they were. And as he went on, he saw two more brethren, and they were James and John. Their father was Zebedee, and they were mending their nets.
Mm-hmm.
While they were mending their nets, Jesus called them. Glory to God. And immediately, they didn't wait. They didn't say, well, we're trying to mend our nets. We're trying to help our dad. You know, they didn't make any excuses, but the Bible lets us know that immediately they left the ship. And not only did they leave the ship, they left their father behind and followed Jesus. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise be to God. So when the Lord calling us, we should not make excuses or look for a reason not to heed that call, because we don't know if we'll get another chance. Praise the Lord. When God is calling us to do something, we should heed the call, because there's no guarantee that we'll get another opportunity to heed the call. Praise the Lord. There are many that have been called, many that knew God was calling them, but they failed to heed the call. They found some excuse, so they thought, or a reason that they could not heed the call at that time. So when the Lord gets ready, we have to move when God is ready. And just like this example here, when the Lord called them, they stopped whatever they were doing and followed Jesus. Wherever he went, they followed Jesus. And while Jesus was going all about Galilee, teaching in the synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases, more and more began to follow Jesus. And he had these disciples that he had called specifically to follow him. And I believe he did that to start them out on their own ministry. But they were learning the ministry of Jesus Christ. They were under his teaching. They were seeing firsthand. They were right there watching him heal the sick. And those who were possessed with devils, he was casting out devils. So they were learning the ministry because one day they would have their own ministry. Glory be to God. So Jesus went about teaching. He went all into the synagogue. So he was on the move. Amen. The Bible says Jesus went about all Galilee. He didn't stop until he covered the whole area. And in the process, while he was teaching and preaching, he was also healing and casting out devils. Hallelujah. And his fame went throughout all Syria. The word got out concerning Jesus. And when people heard what Jesus was doing, when they heard about the man from Galilee who was healing the sick, when they heard about the man who was preaching and teaching in the synagogue, the man who was making his way all about Galilee, they began to bring all sick people, people with diseases and torment, possessed with devils, lunatic, palsy, whatever they had, they were coming out to Jesus. They came looking for something from the Lord. And none of them left the same way they came. Hallelujah. So Jesus showed us ministry is all about. It's not just preaching. It's not just teaching or singing, clapping your hands. It's not just that, but it's so much more to the ministry of Jesus Christ. Healing people physically, mentally, emotionally, financially. He was healing them and making them whole. And so we have this call from the Lord who is calling us to a higher calling. Will you heed the call this night? Don't put it off any longer, but heed the call from the Lord, because we don't know the last day or hour that we're going to be on this earth. And we want to be pleasing to the Lord. We want him to be pleased with us. Glory be to God. We want him to accept the work that we do down here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the Lord wants us to know that when he calls us and when he commissions us or sends us out, we don't have to fear. As Moses began to encourage Joshua and the children of Israel in Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter, he was preparing them because it was time for them to go and possess the land that God had promised unto them. And so Moses spoke to the congregation of the people, and he said to them in the 6th verse, "Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them." They didn't have to fear the giants who were over there. They did not have to fear those Amorites and the Perizzites and whoever else were over there, the Canaanites. They did not have to fear them. So he was encouraging them, saying, "Nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that does go with you. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee." And Moses went on to speak directly to Joshua and let him know that he had to be strong and of a good courage also, because he would be the one leading the people over Jordan, over there to possess the land. Hallelujah. And he let Joshua know in the 8th verse, saying, "And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee." In other words, he's going to go ahead of you. Before you even get there, he's going to be there. He will be with you. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. There was no need to fear. When God gives us a work to do, we don't have to fear. While it may be natural for the human body to experience fear or to feel emotions, we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to fear anything or anyone. As long as we know God has commissioned us, God has sent us out. He won't leave us out by ourselves, but he will be there with us. And all we have to do is just heed the call. As the Lord is calling us, we ought to stop everything we're doing. Glory be to God, and say yes to the Lord. Surrender completely with our whole heart and say, "Yes, Lord, if you want me to do, I'll go where you send me." Hallelujah. And then we don't have to complain about anything. We don't have to mumble or grumble, but just humble ourselves and say, "Yes, Lord, I'll do it. Lord, here am I. Send me." Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, and know that God will not fail you. God will not forsake you, but he'll be with you all the way, every step of the way. He'll be right there. Oh, hallelujah. Will you heed the call? Will you answer that call tonight? You may have known for a while that God has been calling you. Amen. But you ought to say yes right now and not put it off any longer. Amen. Don't put it off any longer, that call, but heed that call. Regardless of what you might face, regardless of all the uncertainties, you don't have to worry, don't have to wonder, but trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Trust him. Glory, hallelujah. And fear not. If the Lord has been calling you to come out of sin, right now, you ought to heed that call. Don't wait any longer. Don't put it off. But heed the call and say, "Yes, Lord, have mercy on me and forgive my sins and save me, Lord." Oh, glory be to God. Will you answer the call? Praise the Lord. Maybe there's someone who is running and trying to hide from God like Jonah. When Jonah was given a work to do, he was told to go to Nineveh and to prophesy. But Jonah began to run from God, and he went on a direction that God didn't even send him. And he found out, hallelujah, that you can't hide from God. He found out that you just can't run from God and not suffer the consequences. He began to realize that he needed to repent and ask God for help. And God had mercy on Jonah and gave him another chance. But that might not always be the case for everyone. So while you have a chance, you ought to heed the call and say yes to the Lord, instead of trying to put it off or run from the work that God has called you to do. You ought to put your trust in him and know that your future is in his hand and it is safe with God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God, because God only one who can rewrite your future. Even though your future may be what it is, God has the power to change the direction of your future. It may have been that your future was grim and there was destruction in your future. God has the power to rewrite your future and send it in a whole different direction and give you a brand new destiny. Oh, praise the Lord. If I were you, I would not put it off any longer, but I would heed that call and answer to the Lord and say, yes, Lord, what will you have me to do? Yes, Lord, I'll go, send me. Yes, Lord, I'll do your will. I'll obey you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word of God. And it doesn't matter your age. He's calling the young. He's calling the middle-aged. He's calling the older. He's calling everybody. Because according to the word of God, many are called, but few chosen. Hallelujah. Will you be one of those chosen who will answer the call? Glory be to God. Tonight, let us prepare our hearts and our minds for prayer. Let us get ready to go to God and to humble ourselves before him and to pray unto him, remembering those names that were called on the prayer list, remembering those who are seeking and desiring to be saved, to have their sins forgiven, and to accept Jesus as their personal Savior. Let us remember them in prayer tonight. And the youth, the young people, let us remember them in prayer tonight, believing God to preserve their lives and to save them, hallelujah, and use them for his service, to raise up a nation that will obey the Lord. Praise God. And anyone who is sick, hallelujah, let us remember them in prayer, seeking God for healing from their sickness or disease or whatever it is that plagues them, those who are afflicted and tormented with possession, evil spirits. Let us remember them in prayer. The backsliders, let us remember them in prayer. Those who are homeless and less fortunate, incarcerated, those who are in trouble, let us remember them in prayer. And at this time, let us go to the Lord, calling upon his name. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we call upon you this night, asking you to look down on us with compassion. Oh God, we thank you for your word, Lord, and we thank you for this opportunity to come before you. Oh Lord, we humble our heart, oh Lord, and we ask for forgiveness. Oh God, blot out transgressions in the name of Jesus and let sins be forgiven. Look on those tonight, Lord, who are in sin and coming to you, Lord, and asking for forgiveness and willing to accept you as their personal Savior. We pray for them, oh God, that you will lay your hand upon them and touch their mind and their heart. Oh God, take away all of their sins and be merciful and save their souls in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to you on behalf of those names that were called out on a prayer list and those names that were not called but represented tonight, Lord. We are praying, God, for all of those who are on prayer lists everywhere, all around the world, one by one and name by name. Lord God, you know what the situation is. You know everything about them, Lord, and we pray right now that you will grant them their prayer request. Those who are sick, Lord, heal their bodies and make them ever with whole. Make your holy visitation, oh my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, somebody's waiting on you. Oh my God, been waiting for a long time, needing a healing for their body, needing deliverance, oh God, and needing a miracle or a breakthrough. Have mercy, Lord Jesus, and grant it unto them this night according to your will in the name of Jesus. We are praying, Lord, for all of those who are incarcerated tonight, asking you to have mercy and to deliver their souls, Lord. Save them, Jesus, and be in their place with them to let them know that you are the true and the living God, and there's none else beside you in the name of Jesus. Prick somebody's heart. Call somebody to turn from the error of their ways in the name of Jesus. Work wonders, oh my God. Let the glory of God be revealed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are praying for those who are bereaved of their loved ones or someone close to them, oh God, that was very dear to them, Lord. We are asking you to comfort and to console them, Lord Jesus. We are asking you, God, to be close to that family member. Oh, Lord Jesus, those family members and loved ones, be close to them, Lord Jesus, and help them during this difficult time in the name of Jesus. We're praying, Lord God, for the youth tonight, asking you to intervene, oh God, asking you to touch their minds and their hearts and give them a mind to serve you in their youth. Oh God, give them a mind to come out from the world and to surrender unto you, Lord Jesus. Give them the mind to answer the call. Oh God, we know you're able. There's nothing too hard for you. Let your protection be all around them and preserve their lives and their minds, Lord. Don't let the enemy destroy their minds or their hearts, oh God, or their lives. Have mercy, Lord, and save the youth all around the world. We know you're able to do all things, oh God, and we're asking you, Lord, to bless our ministries, bless the church at large, oh God, bless the leadership in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, bring us closer to you and to one another. Help us to have that unity and to labor together in your vineyard. We know you can do all things, oh Lord, and nothing is too hard for you. Praying, God, for the backslider, Lord Jesus, have mercy and help them to return unto you. Oh God, restore their souls and reclaim them, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Loose their shackles, destroy the yoke of bondage, and help them, Lord, to make it back, oh God, before it's too late. Give somebody a little more time. Give somebody another chance. Oh God, we know you're able. That one, Lord, who has been running, those who have been running from that call, oh Lord, be merciful and help them to stop and to surrender. Help them, oh God, to answer the call in the name of Jesus. We believe you this night, and we count it done. Lord, we believe that we have the petitions that we've asked, and we give you thanks. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your word tonight. We thank you for your mercy and for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your people everywhere. We thank you for hearing our prayer. Oh, Lord, we thank you for answering our prayers so many times. We thank you for healing. Oh, God, we thank you for deliverance, for the saving of souls, for miracles, oh, God, for breakthrough, oh, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for encouragement, Lord. We thank you for the burden being lifted. Hallelujah. We thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for opening doors for us, for making the way. Glory to your name. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. Now, Lord, we pray a special prayer for everyone who is tuned into this broadcast tonight, that you will bless them in a special way and in abundance, Lord. Whatever it is that they stand in need of, we ask, God, that you will shower them with your blessings and continue to bless this broadcast and this ministry. And we ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now this time the broadcast is back into the hands of the host.
Amen. Thank God for the beautiful prayer coming to Evangelist Hameen, and also for the word saying Jesus is calling you and asking that question, will you answer the call? And we want to be like the disciples that Jesus called. They straightway followed Jesus. They immediately left what they were doing to follow after Jesus, and they didn't offer any excuses, but when they heard the call, they answered it. So will you answer the call? If Jesus is calling you, he's calling us all. He's calling us, whether it's calling us to be holy, calling us to do a work, calling us out of sin, he's calling, and it's our duty to answer the call, to heed the call. When we hear his voice, we have to heed that call. Like you said, we don't want to be like Jonah. We don't want to be like him. And he still had to do what God told him to do, even though he had to go through whatever he went through, because he didn't answer the call immediately. But when Jesus calls you, it's important to answer that call immediately. Souls are at stake. I tell you, she preached, and I enjoyed the word of God. At this time, I want to go ahead and ask Vannis Maybell or any other clergy who may be on the line, Vannis Maybell, first, to go ahead and have remarks if the Lord is leading you. Amen.
Thank the Lord for the word of God that came through and to come in on tonight. Beautiful, beautiful message. Jesus is calling you. Glory to God. Will you answer the call? I thought about the blind man. When Jesus told him, said, rise, said, he called thee. Jesus called the blind man to come to him. Glory to God. I tell you, if you don't heed the call, you will find yourself troubled, because Jesus is giving you and allowing you a chance to give it all to him. He can work it out. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for the word of God. Beautiful message. Want to encourage you, Dennis, I mean, keep preaching the word of God. I enjoy the word of God coming to you on tonight. Praise the Lord. I'm praying for you, and that God will have his way, and that somebody, the youth, it doesn't matter who it is, youth, older people, middle-aged people, I'm praying that they will come and give their life unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I thank the Lord. Pray for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Maybell. Thank God for you, Evangelist May, and your ministry. And also, again, just want to thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Hameen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful, encouraging remarks coming through Evangelist Khadija and also Evangelist May. And I just want to just thank God for his goodness and mercy, and encourage you to take the word of God in. And also, I'm very happy about my granddaughter graduating from kindergarten, little Zion. And that's a great accomplishment. She was very happy, and I'm very happy for her. And thank God for all the graduates who will be graduating and have already graduated, upcoming. And also, I just want to take this time to thank the Lord for my daughter. I thank God for Evangelist Khadija and for how the Lord has blessed her. I believe she talked about it. She told about how she was able to, well, maybe I ought to let her tell it. Why don't you tell that again, daughter? You know, nobody can tell it. You can.
Well, I thank God how last week I've been in school to get my PhD, and last week I successfully defended my dissertation. And what that means is a research paper that I've been working on, research that I've done. It was accepted by my school's board, and so I now have a PhD, and I'm waiting for publication, waiting for it to be published. So I thank God I am a doctor now. Glory to God. And it's been a journey. And I did give up a couple of times, but I went back, persevered, and the Lord, he blessed me to get it done. And so I give him the glory. I give him the honor, and grateful. Just grateful just for the opportunity. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Dr. Khadija Hameen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And congratulations. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
It's a great accomplishment. And I believe she had set out from a young age and decided that she wanted to be a doctor. You know, and God blessed her.
Right. I did.
She persevered. She stayed with it.
Yeah.
You know, went through a lot, but she got it done with the help of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And I'm truly thankful. And I believe she made up her mind what all she was planning to go after, what degrees she was interested in going after. And she was about 19 at the time, and she decided she's going to get this, that, and another degree. And, you know, she went on and got it done. So,
glory to God.
All right.
God bless you, Dr. Khadija Hameen. And other youth, that's encouraging, and, you know, that's a great role model and also inspirational to let you know.
Yes.
And one thing she didn't do, she didn't miss church. She didn't make it.
All right.
Like, I'm in school.
Amen.
I got these courses. She was very faithful in all
Amen.
The services.
Amen.
She was there,
uh-huh.
and God truly blessed her. So, you know,
Amen.
You can do it. It can be done with the help of the Lord. And she had a dedication,
Amen.
Had her mind made up, that she was not going to put anything ahead of God. So she kept God first.
All right.
And see how the Lord has blessed her. Amen. Praise
yes.
the Lord. We do thank the Lord for, again, this month being dedicated to our youth, and we want you all to be encouraged. We want you to be empowered and to know that somebody is praying for you. Somebody is backing you. Somebody's in your corner, you know, rooting for you. And all you have to do is just go after the Lord, seek after the Lord. You don't have to be afraid. God will be with you.
Amen.
It doesn't matter your age.
Amen.
Just like the word of God said, God will not fail you. He won't forsake you. He won't leave you, but he will be with you. Age doesn't matter with God. As long as you have a mind to do God's will, as long as you have a mind to heed that call and say yes to the Lord, he's going to be there for you. Praise the Lord. So we do thank God for you. And before we bring the broadcast to a close, want to know if Evangelist May or Evangelist Khadija have anything else you would like to say?
Yes. I'd like to congratulate Dr. Hameen. Praise the Lord. That is a great, great accomplishment. And I'm
mm-hmm.
happy for you. And I know that struggle, but the Lord took you through it. And you stayed with the Lord, and you wonderful, wonderful thing. So God bless you in your endeavor, and may God take you even further. So I'm glad for you.
Thank you, Lord. The Lord. I appreciate that. I really do. And I appreciate all the saints, because when I was 19, when the Lord saved me, when I was 19 years old, and I did make up my mind, I remember we were down south in a meeting, and I stood up and I testified, and I said, I believe that the Lord is going to give me my associates, my bachelor's, my master's, and my PhD. And 20 years later, he did it.
Yes.
It's exactly, it's 20 years later, but I remember I stood up and I testified that that's what I wanted God to do, and he did it. And I didn't straight through, but the Lord, he did it. And, you know, so I'm a witness that if you delight yourself in him, he'll give you the desires of my heart, because those were my desires. I didn't see how it was going to happen, but, you know, he allowed it. He allowed it to be. And I thank God for the saints who encouraged me, because, like I said, I did. I stopped going. I quit. But there was some of the saints, Deacon Tyler, the late Southern District Overseer. When I told him I quit, he said, no. Go back. He told me to go back. And I re-enrolled in school, and I completed. And I'm not giving him glory. Even, like I said, even Deacon Tyler, they both encouraged me to get back in it. I didn't tell everybody that I quit. But they encouraged me to go back in. Even the late evangelist Melinda, when I first enrolled in school, she told me, you go as far as you can.
Yes.
And that stuck with me. And so in my acknowledgments, I acknowledged my church family, because you all played such a huge part in my faith and my dedication and my endurance through this. And not giving glory to man, because I know it was God, but I just acknowledge the saints, my mom, my parents, my family, who were right there with me, reading with me sometimes, praying for me, praying with me. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful.
Yes.
Amen. So thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we thank the Lord, because God, he will do it. God will do it.
Yes, he will.
He will do it. He's got somebody who can help us along the way, encourage us, pray for us, and help us to go on to the next level. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the Lord is calling you. Move on up to the next level. Praise God. It's a higher calling for you. Say yes to the Lord and see when God bless you. So we do thank God for this broadcast on this evening. And at this time, if there's nothing further, we look forward to you tuning in with us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And also remember that this month we're recognizing our youth. And if there's any young person who's available on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 who would like to read a scripture or sing a song or do something, read a poem or something like that, you're welcome to join us on our broadcast so that you can take part, because this is all about you this month. We are taking this time to dedicate time for our young people. Amen. And so at this time, this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. Keep the Lord first in your life, and may God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Good night.